Welcome back. We are sitting here with Dr. Jason Dean, who is really an expert on how our technology is pretty much taking over our lives and how it's all connected with the World Economic Forum. Did I get that right? For the most part, in a nutshell? Okay, cool. So how did you hook up with the Reawaken Tour? Like, what did you do? What's your presentation on?
That's a good question.
There's a couple there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been a part of something and somebody asks you like, "How'd you get there?" And I go, "Anything?" I'm like, "How'd you hear the podcast?" They're like, "I don't know how I found you, but I found you and I love it and everything's great." So I mean, going back, so I'm a chiropractor, which automatically, you know, used to be the fringe conspiracy theory doctor, right? I do functional nutrition. It's kind of like functional medicine, but just nutrition. And so I've been in the conspiracy world for decades. Chiropractic, I mean, really is kind of that. We've been talking about this stuff for decades. It's anything on that stage right now, we were talking 10, 20 plus years ago, and my mentors were talking about this a long time ago.
Oh my gosh.
Because the AMA, the American Medical Association, actually attempted to destroy chiropractic.
Yep.
Really?
Oh yeah, back in the 70s. It's a Wilkes case. So and the decision was actually a conspiracy to destroy chiropractic. Those were the words used by the judge.
Wow.
So this goes way back. And then I'd had a podcast for 7 years. I'm also in physical practice. I mean, the world is becoming bigger, so I'm less in practice, but still practice physically in Central Florida. But then the podcast started 7 years ago, where I just started talking to, you know, natural healthcare physicians, just trying to get the word out about natural health. And then the crap hit the fan.
Yeah.
And I remember actually the exact day was when President Trump came on for his national address. The earlier in that day, they canceled NCAA March Madness basketball.
Yep.
I looked at my wife, and we're in Florida, so lots of cruises go out of Florida. And the cruises got canceled. But then when they canceled, the cruises is one thing. Like, okay, they canceled cruises. Like, okay, no big deal. They canceled March Madness. And I looked at my wife and I said, "It's on."
Yeah.
And she's like, "What do you mean?" And she's a chiropractor too, so she understands. I go, "This is the new world order stuff here. This is what they're going for." And so we watched camera, we watched TV, watched president give his address. I went into my office and I just turned on the live button. And I'd already been doing podcasts, so it wasn't hard. And literally, I went from like a good amount of followers to thousands live streaming. And the last 2 years has been somewhat of a blur ever since.
Wow, I bet.
And that's how I'm here at the Reawaken America.
Well, Tour. And people were just so hungry for truth.
Right.
During that time, still to this day. I mean, a lot of people have woken up since then because of it, because of their strive for truth. That I can only imagine you being one of the first people to really just say what it was.
Yeah.
Your podcast exploded.
And I used to give, I mean, I still give public seminars in my local community for my office. And back in the day, I'd go in front of a raw public, you know, and I'd start talking about, I was supposed to stay on script of like chiropractic, but I'd go like way off script. And so I started talking about vaccines and kids, and it was interesting because it was a raw public. So I don't know how they're going to react, but I could not do it because that's just my personality. And I used to start talking about it. As I was talking about it and unleashing what I wanted them to know, I started getting head nods.
Ooh.
Now, the kicker was, and what I learned was, people deep down internally, kind of in the soul, they knew something was wrong. This was even before COVID. They knew something was wrong, but people are terrified to speak out. You know why? Because the last 2 years, I lost my family. I wasn't allowed to go to Thanksgiving, Christmas. I was canceled. If I didn't get vaccinated, if I didn't have the booster, my kids weren't allowed in school, blah, blah, all this different stuff. So before COVID, they were terrified to say because they didn't want to be the crazy one. So in a way, I'm the crazy one, along with many others, obviously.
Oh, yeah, right? We all
But
are.
At the time, I was the crazy one. It was allowing people to finally recognize their truth, that they knew something was wrong. And so we're moving forward now, and as is much of a train wreck as the last 2 years have been, I consider it a major blessing in disguise and silver lining, because I mean, I just went on stage yesterday to somewhere between probably 4,000 and 5,000 people out there, and taking a stage and not only talking about insane stuff like the World Economic Forum listening to you through your iWatch and Fitbits, but also, you know, that got some applause.
Yeah.
But what got more applause was when I said, those 74 plus vaccines that they're plunging into your children from the time they're born is literally causing autism and neurodegenerative diseases and killing your kids. That got bigger applause. And I went, oh my gosh, we're here. We're
welcome
at the moment. We are in.
Right.
We are in the awakening.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I love Idaho now.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Like I said, Idaho, we are suspicious of government and things that are pushed on us. I mean, even my cousin who's behind the camera right now, he talked about it, you know, on air that, hey, you know, we believe timing wise that my son got autism from the vaccines because he was able to speak. And Daniel, you can chime in and yell if you want to be heard. But, well, actually, you know what? Come here. Stay right here. Doesn't matter if you're off camera a little bit. We're talking about, you know, how you said your son was fine.
Yeah.
And then he got a bunch of shots.
Right.
And then it changed. It's kind of
awkward. So, my son, I didn't think anything to do with autism when he was born. He was hitting every single one of his goals. He was actually exceeding his verbal goals. And so we left Arizona and come to Idaho, and we found a pediatrician. The very first visit that we set with, they did like a set of six shots. And that moment forward, he went nonverbal. He went completely degressed. He quit saying all the words he used to say. And then it just, like, the flapping started. The frustrations in his head started. But, timing-wise, it lined up with the shot. I mean, my sister-in-law is autistic. So could it have been like through bloodline, maybe, you know, and that's just the time that it reared its ugly head.
Coincidence.
But it was just very ironic. Yeah. As soon as he got those shots, he degressed immediately.
Yep.
Immediately.
Yep. We hear that all the time.
Yeah.
So when people out there, by the way, I don't even argue with the pro-vaccine community. I used to, you know, be on social media and be like, and I used to have the fun of battling back and forth between, it's science, science matters, and blah, blah, blah. And I used to, like, go into there, and then I realized I'm wasting energy because when you see it every day and we hear, you know, parents like that gentleman come into the office and they tell us the exact same story of what he just said. And then, you know what, I'm not a coincidence person. Things happen, then there's effects to stuff. And so I won't even argue with the pro-vaccine community anymore because – not that they're a waste of time, but it's a waste of energy over, I can debunk all of their stuff. We've already done it over and over again. The problem is they actually are in a cult themselves.
Yeah.
It's a religious cult of scientism, which is not science at all, because if you're a doctor of, you know, if you have or any science background, science is always supposed to be questioned. I mean,
yes.
We in nutrition, we question our own science every day to make sure we're constantly getting the best truth and understanding how to help somebody. So when you have Fauci and others come forward and tell you, just trust the science, you're automatically right there, not worth your degree, because you're not even obeying the laws of science, which is keep trying to find better answers. Like, this is insane.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if I should say this. We did not give our children any jabs.
My daughter's not vaccinated. My daughter is going to be 9. Never had a medication pass her body. Born at home. Home birth. Wife went through the whole thing. And when people are like, well, is she going to be healthy? And I'm like, first of all, my daughter goes to my office every day. And she's around adults with health challenges and kids and everything else with runny noses. And I'm like, I dare you to find someone healthier than her. And so when you tell me, and obviously it's only one person, but when you tell me that, you know, medications and childhood Tylenols and vaccines are so great, I dare you to measure yourself and your kids up against not only my daughter, but all my colleagues out there and their kids who are also not vaccinated, not medicated. This is not even a competition. This is like, we win hands down because
absolutely.
I see it every day.
Well, my kids are 16 and 13, and they grew up on the street in the streets of Seattle. We have a tattoo shop in Seattle. So, I mean, they've been around all types of people.
Well,
and they're the healthiest kids I know.
Yeah.
Well, just go back and look at what Dr. Fauci said back in the early 90s or late 80s, you know, when they were talking about, oh, if you get this, do you still need to get the shot? He's like, no, you've got natural immunity.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like we're trying to eliminate natural immunity. And, you know, for me, I'm a bigger guy, right? So I know risk. And this is where it comes back to individual responsibility.
Calculated risk.
You have to know what you're willing to risk. And I know, okay, I'm a fat guy. I like to smoke cigars from time to time.
So do I.
Have a glass of whiskey. Like, I know it increases my chances. So I
the
can look at...
cigars don't. They're natural. There you go.
But, you know, there's then choices that I can make and every person has to make.
Right.
Well, I need to get healthier. I know that that's going to extend my longevity, things like that. For people to default, and you know what was crazy is you might have somebody who's like 500 pounds saying, you're putting my health at risk. What the heck are you talking about?
See, I won't have a conversation with them. And I will I usually accidentally laugh. Because,
yeah.
like, really, is this the? I'm not having this conversation. I mean, at the end of the day, the amount of biohacking that I do, supplementation, sleep stuff, sauna, like, this is not a conversation. Like, you're wearing your mask around, which first of all doesn't work because surgeons wear masks or biohazard people wear masks. Like, people, like doctors, don't wear them unless you're in a surgery. And then the fact that you bought a cloth one on Amazon, and then you put it on your rearview mirror for 2 years without ever being washed. Like,
it's disgusting.
This is not a conversation.
Being in the tattoo industry, we are fully up to date on all biohazard, biocontainment, everything. Like, we know how to
take needles get thrown out constantly because they have to be.
And, you know, gloving up and how to, you know, not cross-contaminate, all that stuff. And so when I was selling, I worked at Joann Fabrics while my kids were going to school every day. And so seeing these people buy cloth to make cloth masks while they're wearing their gloves and then putting, antibacterial whatever on their gloves. I'm like, you got this.
Is
all ridiculous.
I want Fauci for crimes against humanity.
Absolutely.
But also, I'd like to add on another little crime. Polluting our planet with masks for the last 2 years.
Hallelujah.
In oceans, destroying our wild, our
save
fish,
the turtles.
Our wildlife. Like, it is insane, the trash and the toxins that have been polluted the last 2 years just from that alone.
You know, it's interesting. I think about the left, right? The Democrats, the left, they used to be the ones who were in the front line saying, hey, don't trust the pharmacies, don't trust all these things. And now all of a sudden the script is flipped. We've always cautiously approached things as conservatives, right? Well, we'll look into these things, but they've completely flipped and now it's, they are 100% behind the pharmaceutical
industry.
Look at
the punk rock scene.
So,
now
we
it's
are
all about
the punk
trust
rocks.
The government. No, the old punk
rock.
Yeah,
rockers, I know.
Right.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we're the new punk rock.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, so I'm staying in Spokane across
I'm sorry.
The border. Sorry. Right. Right. They do make it. I'll tell you this. Liberals and woke do make a mean coffee, though. I don't know where they get it from, but they know how to, like, put coffee, like, baristas together. But
no, you got to try Jitters in Coeur d'Alene.
Okay.
There's, like, 15 of them around. Best coffee. I've lived in Seattle 10 years. Promise you.
So these crunchy liberal woke people, like, they used to be super, like, natural health, take care of, the environment, all this, like, very hug a tree, which I'm not opposed to. I'm in natural health, so I get it. And I'm like, wait. How did you guys go like pro bomb Ukraine, where you were anti? You were the original anti war for the longest time. You went like from anti war, anti medical, anti establishment to mask, mandatory vaccine, send trillions of dollars to Ukraine, and then the conservatives who used to be like war hawks, medical this, medical that, went like natural health. I'm like, what? Sorry for the word, but what the hell happened here?
Yeah.
Right?
So true.
Yeah. It's got to be those experiments they're doing over in Sweden, right? The hydrogen collider?
This is how MK Ultra brainwashing works.
Right?
That's what they had to have, because that's the only way I can, you know,
got some monarch stuff going on over here. Sorry.
See, she knows. See?
Yeah.
She knows.
I told you, we're awake. We're not woke. We're awake.
You're very awake. And I know that, like, we, before we chatted on here, You know, I don't want to go too long because I don't know how long you guys go, but they're following your devices. Mm-hmm. They're following your iWatches. They're following your Fitbits. I used to have an Aura. I have an Aura ring at home that I bought. She has a Fitbit on. They're listening to her.
Yeah, they've had me listening for years. They know.
I know. So yeah. I had an Aura ring because they work really well, and I like to follow sleep schedule. Not because I had bad sleep. I actually just wanted to follow the science of sleep and see which ways I can improve it, not improve it. Just kind of a biohacking mentality.
Yeah.
And then I stumbled on, so COVID vaccine, they had a study out that was making people hallucinate. So after the COVID vaccine, which is not a vaccine, it's a depopulation bioweapon, just so you know.
He knows what's up.
So they were taking it and they were starting to hallucinate, talking to inanimate objects in hospital rooms, didn't know who their spouse or partner was, couldn't write, couldn't read, couldn't talk, etc. And so they came up with this new label because the bane of our existence is psychiatry, because they're a completely insane, lunatic part of the medical profession. See, I really go deep. And they gave it a new label because they couldn't figure out what it was. They couldn't put two and two together and saying we just pumped them with a bioweapon and now they have neurodegenerative diseases and they can't figure out who they are. So we're going to call it new onset psychosis. They actually used that.
What?
They created a label called new onset psychosis. So I started going deeper and I'm like, wait, they're going to tie mental health to this thing. Now, keep in mind, we have approximately 200 million Americans right now. A lot. It's a big number, like two-thirds. 200 million Americans, whether prescribed or not prescribed, because as you know, let's be real, like people take medications they're not supposed to be taking. College kids, Adderall, Zoloft, like just to do it, just to kind of keep their brain going. So we have upwards of 200 million Americans who are taking psychotropic drugs. Side effects, homicidal, suicidal behaviors, thoughts, tendencies, aggressive behavior, murder, school shootings, you name it, all that different stuff. So what they're doing now is they're tracking the devices through COVID. They're tracking the devices, and they're listening to mood. So they can hear your voice, but then they can listen to the tone of your voice. You know, are you sad? Are you anxious? Did you lose a loved one? Did your boyfriend or girlfriend break up with you? You know, all these things that people go through in life, right? Yeah. Like it's life stuff, emotions, human emotions. They're going to now send you surveys based on the voice they heard through your social media. So when you think about your kids being on their iPads or their phones, think again. Because, you know, YouTube actually has a thing up in the top right sometimes. It's a little, it says, it has a rainbow flag and it says, am I gay? You click on it. It's actually a survey you can take to find out if you're gay, because YouTube knows exactly what, you know, it's supposed to be. So these surveys will come back and they'll actually use what's called computational psychiatry. And as I say this, I don't want anyone watching or hearing this to believe me. I want you to go look this up for yourself, because it's not my words. This is literally Googling this stuff in World Economic Forum. They have a 75-plus page report on computational psychiatry, ingestible devices, meaning chips, as well as implantable devices, right? And they're already doing this with, like, glucose monitors and cell phones and everything else. And then they're going to completely tie up everybody to this. So you get a survey. You say, I'm sad. Instead of going to a doctor or a therapist or a pastor or a spiritual advisor, where you, like, you know, a kid breaks up with a boyfriend, girlfriend. Well, first of all, welcome to life.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Things happen, right? Yeah. No, now it is a mental health disorder because that person is anxious or they feel sad. They'll get a survey. Well, they have sadness pills out there. They're good. So Walmart and Amazon have actually built the infrastructure where you can one-click slide for a prescription medication coming.
Oh, boy.
You're going to get this. So kids, teenagers, adults will get this stuff delivered to their front porch.
Wow.
Without ever having to go through a medical profession, without ever having to take an actual diagnostic test to see if there's something wrong.
When all they need is a good father.
A good father, a good mother, a nuclear family, like maybe a good church, good community, good friends.
Well, don't cuss on our podcast. Don't say nuclear family.
Nuclear family. Nuclear family and church. Right? And people want to go, how did America get to this?
Yeah.
And ultimately, you know how it got to this? Imagine a steering wheel in front of you, and we're all supposed to be steering the ship of ourselves, the ship of our family, our kids, etc. And we took our hands off the steering wheel because they taxed us into oblivion with the Federal Reserve and getting everyone back to work and got a tax, right? And so our kids are now babysat by iPads and phones. And I'm not an anti-tech person. I mean, my phone is right here. I have to have it. My wife is texting me back and forth back home, business relationships, etc. It's not that the tech is bad. Tech, I mean, we have a camera on right now. We're going through microphones. Tech is neutral, but the bad guys have it, and the good guys really should have it kind of thing. And so we need to put our hands back on the steering wheel, remember our founding roots, right? Like, we can have founding roots still with technology, but we have to go back to what made us great, which is obviously, hey, let's stop being disconnected from our creator, from God, right? Like, go through your church, go through your spiritual path, right? And then put your family back together. Like sit at the, I do this really weird thing. I'm not sure if you guys heard about this. We have family dinners at night, and we have a Sunday dinner. Like, with my,
I'm going to have to Google this. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what you're talking
about. So I'm married into an Italian family. There is
well, never mind. I know what you're talking
about now.
There
is a Sunday family dinner. I go over to my in-laws for Sunday dinner, and it's like a several hour, like just us. Like, but it takes several hours. There's more food than you can possibly consume.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. And I'm like, this is foreign to people. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have a cell phone at the dinner table. Like, we actually just eat and talk and... And
you look people in the eye?
And this, I can have
I don't know.
Yeah, it's actually funny because after we get off this, I can actually talk to these people in real life and I can communicate with another human being. While every kid out there, it seems like, can only look at that phone.
Yeah, it's
true. And that's
true.
Where we are right now. So if you want to know how you recover it, you put your hands back on the steering wheel and you put the families and communities back together.
Yeah.
As a chiropractor, I was going to end it with a couple things. But one of the questions I have is, as a chiropractor, what is the damage that's actually being done to our spinal cord with our heads being bent down?
That's
like
a really
this?
Good question.
So there's actually, I don't want to say a diagnosis, but like kind of a chiropractic diagnosis. It's called Tech's Neck. So it's actually bring that up because I had a kid 5 years ago. It was when I first started seeing it myself in practice. Was a kid came in, bent over, hunched over. I got some x-rays of his spine. He was, I think at the time, 15. His spine came back, and I didn't know what to do with it because his spine was actually fusing together in the front because he was so far hunched over.
Oh, my gosh.
So he actually was showing degenerative disease to the point where it was spinal fusion, which you don't even see with, like, 70, 80-year-old people.
Yeah.
And so as you go forward, and we all do it, but you all, I also make a concerted effort to, you know, do this. I use traction devices at home. I get adjusted, et cetera. So if I look at my films, I still have a curve because I actually work with it, right? Because I know that I have the phone. But yes, there's actually a thing called Tech's Neck. People are getting neurodegenerative diseases, getting headaches, brain situations, cognitive problems. This is real. A lot of the chiropractors, like the new marketing out there, is not even what the old stuff was. It was basically like the biomechanics and biophysics of our heads going forward, straight neck or reverse curve. People get massive headaches, horrible, horrible hormone changes, you name it.
So my daughter actually just got an x-ray at a chiropractor office, and she's 16. And they found that her neck is 127%, like, in the other direction.
Other direction, reverse curve.
Yeah, but she didn't grow up with technology. She only got a phone a few years ago for travel sports. And so I don't know. Can it happen in that short amount of time?
It could. There's probably something there that maybe she's been doing chronically. I mean, it can happen.
I mean, she reads a lot of books.
Reads a lot of books. I mean, it could be the way she sits. I mean, I look also to the kids, the way they sit today. I mean, our biomechanical structure, like, it's really strange when you posture. Mm-hmm. Posture is terrible now for most everybody.
That's
true. Kids are like this. If you're like this, your neck's going to start going forward.
Yeah. Hmm.
So posture is a big thing today. You know, people's muscles aren't conditioned. Again, you go back to technology. It doesn't matter what technology it is. We have I'm not a Darwin guy or evolution guy necessarily, but there's like this meme out there where they go from like, you know, monkey up to human. We're actually reversing that now.
Oh my gosh.
Like, we're going from straight up standing human man to like hunched over. You're going to be like on all fours in the next 10, 20 years. Like, not really, but it's kind of true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I make it a point when I'm at home. I don't do this in front of people because I look weird. Because, you know, naturally when you're texting, you're doing something like this, you're like this, your shoulders are lean forward. Yeah. But when I'm at home, I make it a point, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I like sit here and I text like this. Stand I look straight. Ridiculous. But I think about that because I have seen x-rays. I had a chiropractor show me, hey, this is what's happening. You know, make sure posture was the big thing they pushed. I wish that there was a chiropractor set up here. I know you guys got to do x-rays and stuff. Man, after yesterday, I was tore up. All right, so two things. I want you to promote your podcast or your website, whichever.
It's simple. Go to bravetv.com. Brave isn't like be brave. So bravetv.com. It's a news site, but it's not news headlines like garbage news headlines. We try to actually promote, obviously, healthcare, proper American values, traditions, money, real money, et cetera. And so you can go there to, you know, kind of get good news, but not just good news. You have to know what's going on in the world, but also stuff that's actually productive in your life instead of just negative. And that was some
Thanks,
guy going
Daniel in front of
us. So and also I do a live podcast Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. It's usually at noon to 1, noon to 2, depending on how I'm feeling. And that's there on the website, but also through the video site. So you can get everything there. And all my social media contacts are there.
Great. Last thing. I'm not a prophet. We're here at Reawaken America. But I'm going to call something.
Uh-oh.
When this hits Spotify, when the video hits Facebook, at least on those two platforms, if you look down below, you're going to see a link talking about COVID and how we're talking misinformation.
Oh, for sure.
I'm calling it now.
Fact check.
100%. It's since I've been banned so many times, it's unbelievable. So I just have to go build my own platform. So that's what I did.
Awesome.
Fair enough.
Well, thank you so much for joining
you.
Us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now that I know how great Idaho is, like
you
I didn't fully know,
back.
Like I got to come back. And my wife and I actually had this like, if the crap hits the fan kind of thing, like apocalyptic stuff, like Idaho and Utah were on our list.
Yeah.
So I have to check out Idaho.
Idaho's the way to go.
I'm going to plug North Idaho just because that's where I'm from. Sorry, Josh.
No, North Idaho, really the panhandle.
Yeah.
You come here. It's the people move to North Idaho because of their lack of trust in, and I don't want to say lack of trust, but
we're all extremists
up here. They're quick to question, mm-hmm. which is a good thing. And everybody should do that. So North Idaho.
I would be labeled an extremist. If you like
not
in
North Idaho.
I talk a lot of conspiracy theories like crazy stuff. So I'd probably do well up here.
You would fit in perfectly. You'd be great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.